This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be talking in the next segment with Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about what he found out about Barrett Brown. Of course, Barrett Brown has had his emails suspended by the prison system for using it, quote, for the wrong thing. You know, talking to people, that type of thing. That's wrong. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs about that because we can break that down a little bit farther for you, where it actually involves Joe talking to him on the email. But before I do, I want to go back and finish up with this Jeb Bush tape that we had. He was on the Hugh Hewitt Show. And this is Jeb Bush talking about the NSA. First, they were talking about the attack that had just happened on the NSA, as it was portrayed an attack. It really wasn't an attack. But the two men who were dressed up as women, both of them got shot, one of them killed. And, of course, it was an opportunity for Hugh Hewitt and Jeb Bush to portray the NSA as helpless victims. But at the same time, they are going to protect us by their dragnet surveillance. And so Bush goes on to make the case for dragnet surveillance of the NSA. Let's continue with that clip.
I've always been nervous about the attacks on the NSA and somehow that we're losing our freedoms by keeping the homeland safe. I think we need to be really vigilant.
That's where I was leading. There is an element within our party, and I'm a Republican, you're a Republican, that has grown Snowden-esque in certain ways and very, very anti-surveillance. But in a world where people are attacking the NSA, I don't know that we have an alternative. So how do you balance those two things out?
Well, first of all, I think the president has to lead, has to explain to people. He's actually enhanced the intelligence capabilities in many ways because technology's gotten better, but he never defends it. He never explains it. He never tries to persuade people that their civil liberties are being protected by the systems we have in place.
Ooh, catch that? Obama hasn't owned this is the problem. See, if you were a Bush, you would go out there and you would talk about how we have this Patriot Act. You know, it's almost like, as my son pointed out, it's like, oh, look, that acronym spells Patriot. Must be a sign. Who would have thought? This whole thing was a takedown of our legal system. And we need to understand that this isn't about surveillance or not surveillance. You're not allowed to surveil dragnet surveillance. That's clear. And, of course, they don't have a problem with it, the Bushes. If he were Obama, he would embrace it. He would brag about how the NSA is protecting our civil liberties. Let's have that discussion. I would like to hear Jeb Bush explain how the NSA is protecting our civil liberties when they defy the law, when they defy the FISA Act, when they defy every aspect of our protections under the Constitution. But they're protecting us. Look, he has already gone on record as saying that he thinks that the NSA is hugely important. And like many other Republicans, like Burr, from North Carolina, who is now the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman, he says he doesn't think there should ever be any oversight of anything that the NSA does. And, of course, there's an article out from NPR that Jeb Bush is self-identified as an Hispanic on his voter application in 2009. Well, that tells you something about what his immigration policies are going to be. But, you know, he is self-identified as an authoritarian. He has owned this. Even to the extent that in Florida, as the New York Times pointed out on March 21st, he said that he's got a plan that's called, codenamed, Homeland Security. And that's how he's going to neutralize homegrown threats to his campaign. Everything these guys do is a police state. It's absolutely obnoxious to think that our choice is going to probably be Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. That is not a choice, and that's why we're not going to change anything from Washington. And let me give you another reason why we're not going to change anything from Washington. Sarah Brady, as you may have realized, died this last weekend. And, of course, you know, this is, unfortunately, a life that has been spent in a misguided effort to try to bring some meaning to the tragedy of her husband's shooting. But the thing I see when I look at this is how Ronald Reagan threw the Second Amendment under the bus because he wanted to help a friend. and try to give some meaning to this suffering. That's why we can't get this fixed in Washington, because Ronald Reagan doesn't appreciate the Second Amendment or any of the rest of the amendments with his civil asset.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me in the studio now is Joe Biggs. I had mentioned in the last hour when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson that Barrett Brown, and of course, Paul and Joe and I had talked to Barrett Brown from prison. We had talked to him on the phone. And I just saw over the weekend that they have suspended his email, quote, for using it for the wrong thing. And when I mentioned that to Paul Joseph Watson in the break, Joe Biggs came in and told me, he says, yeah, he was contacted by some of the people, and they asked him questions about, tell us what you heard, Joe.
So I was speaking to some of the people on Barrett Brown's side. One of the guys, Kevin Gallagher, who runs the Free Barrett Brown accounts and all that for him. And he said, hey, you're not going to be able to email with Barrett anymore. And I said, why not? I said, well, from what we've been told, what we believe, it's because of his correspondence with you at InfoWars and what you've been talking about. And the fact that he also set me up with another inmate who had bombshell information about the Bureau of Prisons and a lot of the corruption going on there. So the fact that he was corresponding with me and then putting me in contact with other prisoners who were trying to get their stories out, they essentially cut his email off.
Interesting, because in the story on RT, they point out that his access has been restricted for a full year until April of 2016. Without explanation, but while speaking to a supervisor, Brown was told that he lost his email privileges because he was, quote, using it for the wrong thing. They say he was also talking to Glenn Greenwald from The Intercept about the possibility of writing for his publication a regular column, and they restricted his email. They say that according to their own policy in the Bureau of Prisons, that inmates can send electronic messages, but with the exception, they prohibit or discontinue its operation if the individual inmate's participation is determined to jeopardize the safety, the security, or the orderly operation of the correctional facility. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, how are you going to do that with email? I don't really know. I mean, he's not trying to break out. That's not.
Well, him and I never spoke about anything that had to do with corruption within the prison system, although he did mention the fact that when he was able to get out, he would definitely have some things to speak about that. And that's something that he would look forward to writing about and doing more research into as a corruption in these prison systems. But the main thing is the fact that he linked me to this inmate who had been there for quite some time. And like he said, his words were just big information, breaking news about massive corruption going on there. So he was trying to, you know, we're playing a little cat and mouse back and forth. He was getting me in contact with this guy back and forth. And now they're thinking that's why, because he was going to essentially give me a lot of information about what was going on there.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And for those of you who don't know about Barrett Brown, I know many of our audience know a lot about him, and perhaps some in our audience don't know anything about him. When we talked about his case, we had him call in, and just to kind of summarize it very quickly, it was a very egregious case. I mean, they were coming after him initially because he had linked to something, because he had a link. I mean, that sets up all kinds of troubling precedents.
Yeah,
if you can go to jail just for linking to some documents that somebody else had done. Nobody had ever accused him of hacking Stratfor, knowing anything about it. He's simply a journalist. He had written a lot about Anonymous, and he was in one of these articles, he had linked to something that was there. And as a matter of fact, his only involvement, if you could say it was involvement, was to offer to take a look at this document for on behalf of Stratfor, make sure that nothing private got out, that it was only information that the public should have in terms of their secret correspondence with government and with corporations conspiring to do dirty tricks with people. And that's what people really wanted to see. That's what Anonymous was really about. But, of course, they sent him to jail for that. They sent him to jail. They eventually dropped that charge, but then they accused him, as I pointed out when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson, of on making a comment on social media saying, basically repeating what a Fox News commentator had said, calling for the assassination of Julian Assange, and just verbatim repeated that. And they said, you're talking about an FBI agent, so you're going to go to jail for threatening an FBI agent.
Yeah. And that's then they also amazing. Take his Declaration of Independence and file that away as evidence, you know, that he's an extremist patriot who loves the Constitution. I mean, the fact that that is now a crime in our country shows you how out of control the country is going.
Having a pocket copy of the Declaration of Independence, the FBI said, was evidence that Barrett Brown was an extremist, okay, a dangerous person. And they refused to give that back to him.
Yeah.
And it was part even of the plea bargain agreement that he made with them. And the judge said, well, I think we can give it back. And he actually has the judge's orders. He said he didn't talk to anybody about that for the longest time because he didn't think anyone would believe him. And that's the problem. Just as we're talking about this case of this lawyer who was, the judge got very vindictive in a divorce case. She said, you need to recuse yourself. And he said, I'm not going to do it. And then he went after her. She was alleges that she was tortured, sexually molested, and held for a very long period of time. And the lawyers who looked at it said, nobody's going to believe this. That's the kind of country we live in.
Well, the problem since 2008 is we had a president who ran on the fact that he was going to be the most transparent presidency ever.
Yes.
And it has been 10 times worse in the Bush administration by far.
Yeah.
I mean, they are going after whistleblowers. They're going about after anybody who exposes corruption. Meanwhile, they leave these criminals alone.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, he is transparent, though. I mean, it is the most transparently criminal organization that we've ever had. Every administration, whether it's Republican or Democrat, gets worse. That's what scares me, Joe, about the prospect of looking at another Bush or another Clinton. We know that it is going to rapidly go up. And if you heard that clip where Jeb Bush was talking to Hugh Hewitt, saying, well, the biggest problem with the current administration is not that they've got Dragnet spying on everybody, but that Obama isn't owning it and being proud of it, because the Republicans are proud of the police state that they have created. The police state that William Binney, who was the top technical person globally at the NSA for decades, said we have a police state. And he's somebody who knows what a police state is. He spent decades watching the Stasi, watching the Soviet Union. He knows exactly what a police state is. And he says what we've got now is far more dangerous because of the technological leverage that they have.
Yeah, I agree completely. I mean, within the past year alone, since I've been here, I mean, it's just spiraled out of control.
Yes, yes. That's the problem. You know, we have, because we don't have any constraints over the people in government, you know, we're seeing exponential growth in technology, okay? It is rapidly, and that's something that's been going on for decades. What people don't realize that has also been going on for decades is the misapplication of that technology. Okay. It isn't just so much that we've got artificial intelligence, which can be targeted on a very specific population or a very specific problem or whatever. It's that we've got men of artificial integrity in office, and they're going to misuse that technology. That's what Eisenhower warned us about. He said that all the research was going to be taken over. We talked about the military-industrial complex. He also talked about how all the research would be taken over by the universities, the university research would be taken over by the military-industrial complex, and they would turn the technology into a very dangerous purpose. And that's what we see happening with DARPA research and the weapons that they're creating.
I mean, we have a criminal presidency in general. I mean, if you and I wanted to go to the White House tomorrow, and if we were late on taxes or anything like that, we wouldn't be able to be around the president. We wouldn't be able to be like within 100 yards of him, yet set foot on White House property. Meanwhile, you're allowed to bring in a criminal thug like Al Sharpton, who owes millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So we have this criminal operation, and then they're allowing criminals to come in there as well.
Or you can have Anwar al-Awlaki that dines at the Pentagon multiple times, to be one of our first and highest profile drone assassinations. You know, he sets the precedent for it because he's the person who is so dangerous. Well, if he's so dangerous, why was he advising the Pentagon on terrorism, right? It's because these guys are running both sides of it, just like they ran both sides of the war on drugs and continue to run both sides on the war on drugs. I mean, it's pretty obvious to everybody that they're funding the terrorists, that they tried to get this war going in Syria. Now they've got it going in Syria. They've got it going in multiple places. You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting, Joe, I'll just throw this out, get your comments on it. Antiwar.com had an article up talking about protesters in Saudi Arabia protesting this war that Saudi Arabia has gotten involved in Yemen. And I thought that was a pretty amazing thing. They had two people killed, 30 protesters wounded as Saudi forces attack an anti-war rally. I mean, that shows you that in Saudi Arabia, there are people that have the guts to stand up to an authoritarian state. And you're not going to find an authoritarian state any worse than Saudi Arabia. Yeah. I mean, they're our allies, okay? And they've had the best of our technology, the best of our help in terms of setting up, just as we did in Iran, setting up the Savak under the Shah.
But it's only going to be a matter of time before something like that happens here when people start protesting. I mean, it's happened before, but on a much larger scale. And then you have all these operations happening. Jade Helm, there's a dirty bomb exercise this Saturday in California in Richmond. There's another disaster preparation thing that's going to be happening here in Austin at the end of the month. I mean, all these drills are happening, and it all looks like it's pushing in that martial law direction.
Yes.
You know, against, you know, public insurrection where people are standing up and, quite frankly, just pissed off at what the government's doing.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to a point where they start mowing down crowds of people out there.
Yes.
Using the National Guard, using all these people. And that's the scary thing. I just hope it never gets to that point.
Exactly. As I look at this, I think, you know, when I first saw this article, I thought, wow, that is a gutsy group of people to go into Saudi Arabia and stand up and protest. Because, I mean, you know, people get flogged, they get beheaded, they get their hands cut off for virtually nothing in that country. I mean, they have, you want to talk about beheadings, there's been more beheadings by our allies, the Saudis, than there have from all the purported terrorist events, even if those are all real, and a lot of them look very much like they were manufactured.
Well, it's like you say, you judge someone by the friends they keep around. You know, the people that we keep in our corner aren't really doing very great humanitarian type things, and we're definitely becoming a reflection of that.
And if you don't punish the bad people in the crowd. I mean, that's the point I was making last when I was talking to Paul Joseph Watson. As Frank Serpico said, police are like any other group. When you pull people in, you're going to have good people, you're going to have bad people. You can have bad journalists, you can have bad police, you can have good journalists. But if you don't purge it out, then it becomes institutionalized. Then it becomes systemic. And that's the whole issue, too, with this Rolling Stones situation. Because they did not do anything about it, now they're opening themselves up for legal issues. But what do we do about an over-the-top police? Well, we're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. Thanks so much for letting us know what you know about this Barrett Brown situation. We're going to keep looking at it. And we're going to do our best to try to talk to him again. We're not going to let them censor that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Your own personal personal Jesus.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. We're going to go to Harvey, Frank, Andrew, Sean, some of the first ones we're going to go to. So hang on, we'll be right with you. Before we do, I just want to let you know quickly that we now have Supermail Vitality back in the new formulation. This has a key new ingredient, fulvic acid. It will enhance the entire formula's ability to work in your body. And, of course, this is something Dr. Groups have been working on since the initial testing of 5 years ago. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com, and we have it back in stock now. The new formulation of Super Male Vitality. Let's go to Harvey in Florida. Harvey, you live in Florida. What do you think about Jeb Bush? It looks like that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I really wanted to speak about something else, but you said it's like saying Niagara Falls to me. This is the third generation of a Nazi-loving family. Mm-hmm. And the Nazis that took over this country, I mean, that tape that you had with him admitting how he loves the NSA because that protects the interest of the Nazi ruling party that took over this country. His father was in the CIA, which oversaw the building up of the police state through the NSA. And the one time we ever needed the NSA, which is to prevent 9/11 and things like that, well, they were nowhere to be found because their job is really to protect the interests of the people like Bush. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. And if you hear that clip between him and Hugh Hewitt right after the shooting at the NSA, and of course, we say the shooting at the NSA, it sounds like they were shooting at the NSA. It was the NSA that was shooting the security guards that were shooting at them. But of course, you know, they're trumping that up, saying, this is why we need to have this dragnet surveillance state. Look, it is not to protect your civil liberties, as Jeb Bush says. Anybody that believes that is a blithering idiot. This doesn't protect anybody's civil liberties. It destroys your civil liberties. It destroys the rule of law. Even if they were to stay within the confines of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which was put in place because of the exposures of what the CIA was doing by Frank Church. And guess who they got in place after they got rid of some of the people at the CIA? It was George H.W. Bush. He went into the CIA. He was the guy that they put in to rebuild and to get around any restrictions that were put in there. Look, anybody that buys that, you can sell them a Brooklyn Bridge, anything. That's absolutely absurd and obnoxious to hear that kind of talk coming from Jeb Bush. But, of course, what do you expect from somebody that talks about his campaign as Homeland Security and how they're going to take out homegrown threats to his campaign? I tell you, Harvey, I was done with Jeb Bush and his brother, and I think most people should be done with him. I mean, well, for a long time. But I'll just say this. The Christians should get a clue when they watch the way these two guys behaved in the Terry Schiavo case. If you want to give these guys a pass and say, you know, I don't really care how they destroy the rule of law because I know the Bush family are good Christians. I mean, I've heard Christians tell me that. And it's like, you know, they don't realize what they have done. But we don't need a system that needs good men in place to work. We need to make sure that we've got a system of checks and balances. And the Bush family has done more than anybody else, except maybe the Clintons, to destroy that. Of course, Obama's been pretty active, too, every one of these presidents. But he's not going to do anything to restore that. And I got to say that anybody that believes all these phony stories about their evangelical experiences need to look at the fruit of what came out of these two guys. Look at how they allowed a probate judge to shut off food and water to a dying woman against the wishes of half of her family. What would it hurt to give that woman food and water? Yet they arrested people who wanted to do that. What are your comments, Harvey?
You know anything about the history of Jeb Bush? You know, he traded on his family's connections and his family's wealth that was all generated by the police state. He was the Nigerian water pump salesman. Look that up. Do a Google search for the Nigerian Jeb Bush, the water pump salesman to Nigeria. Inside dealing, inside trading, accused of a tremendous crime there. He also was involved with the Sunrise Savings and Loan where he shystered a buildings. There's a typical guy that was born on third base and thinks he hit a home run. He's an inside wheeler dealer trading on his family's wealth, and he's a nothing but literally a third generation Nazi scumbag. That's what we're dealing with here.
Yes, and you're talking about
his face in public, he should be pilloried.
And you're talking about the connections that his that George H.W. Bush's father had with Avril Harriman and the Nazi financing. Yeah, people need to take a look at the Panama Deception, and they also need to take a look at this new documentary, The Man, the Journalist, I think, or The Writer. The Writer with No Hands. Look that trailer up. That's an interesting premise about what maybe was behind the attack on Panama. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with your call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, having trouble with the high school head. He's giving you the blues.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to go back to your calls. Sean, Frank, Andrew, Stephen, hang on. We'll be right with you. Before I go back, I want to just mention this article that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting out of the Atlantic. How red states learn to love the gas tax. And, of course, as soon as the price of oil dropped precipitously, Alex Jones said, they're going to use this to put taxes on you. And that's what's happening. And it's coming from, guess what, Republican states. Because you know what? They're looking for ways to grow government. They're not looking for ways to cut spending. They're looking for ways to fund ever-increasing spending. They're not about limited government. Let me give you an example. They point out in the Atlantic, a month ago, Iowa's Republican Governor Terry Branstad approved a gas tax hike that sailed through the legislature in under 2 weeks. Top Republicans in Georgia, Michigan, and South Dakota have also proposed similar increases. See, while the taxes are down, while the price of oil is down, they're going to ramp up the taxes, hoping that you're not going to notice it. Oh, well, it's not quite as cheap as it was last week, but hey, it's still cheaper than it was a few months ago, so that's cool. They say as many as 12 states could raise fuel taxes in 2015 alone, after six did so in just the last 2 years. They said this is a breakthrough for many states that have gone more than 20 years without touching the levy on gasoline. Yeah, thank you, Saudis. Now we can ramp it up at the pump in terms of taxes. But they say the most interesting thing from the standpoint of the Atlantic is that, hey, this isn't really causing any discussion in these red states, in these Republican states. There is no debate, they said. There's no ideological fight, even though the Utah Taxpayer Association even was the main opposition to increasing the gas tax. It didn't happen, okay? This is still getting rammed through. Now, the reason this is happening is because they're pushing this through and saying, this is what the Republicans are saying. The users of the system need to be the ones that pay for the system. I believe that's a core Republican principle. Yeah, that's true. That's true. If that were the way that the money was going to be used. But we know in state after state after state, they hike up the gas taxes and they don't spend it all on improving the roads or the bridges. They divert it to other areas. Because you know what is also another Republican principle? Bait and switch. That's something that they really have down. Okay, let's go to Sean in Trinidad. Sean?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. I really love the show you all have, because I've been taking a very, very, very close look at the United States for the last year. And I've got to say, America has the most divisive president ever. What I mean by that is, we look at the rise of this feud between whites and blacks, filling the void with Hispanics, the persecution of the church with this homosexual agenda and supposed religious freedom for Muslims. We look at basically funding both sides of all these wars that happening in the Middle East, where they back the Iranian troops in Iraq and then back Saudi Arabia in fighting the Houthis in Yemen, who are Shiite, in terms of their allegiance. And there's only one way I can look at this, David. I'm a Christian. As you know, the name of my country, Trinidad and Tobago, is found by Christopher Columbus in the representation of the Trinity, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there's only one way I could see this. I viewed that video you all did with Gerald Celente talking about his predictions or whatnot, or his trends in 2009. And I don't know when would the Christians realize and give credit where credit is due to the prophets of the Bible. Thousands of years ago, of all these things that we are seeing playing out today in front of our very eyes. And
absolutely.
We can't see it. And what I really talked about is that deal, this supposed agreement with the U.S. and Iran. This reminded me of a young student of history, and it reminded me of Neville Chamberlain, right? Within a year time of supposed this peace agreement with the Nazis, won the world at war with the Nazis, right? And honestly speaking, like I said, I can only see this thing one way. When you look at Obama's policy towards his foreign policy and the way he deals with the U.S., his agenda lines perfectly with Erdogan of Turkey. Look at the way he treats with Egypt, where they try to install the Muslim Brotherhood as the head of governance, and they were the military had to step in and boot them out. Look at what went on with Libya. The whole destruction of Gaddafi and his old regime, and supposedly that was a success, according to Obama.
Right? Exactly. When they got all the arms. You bring up an interesting point, because, you know, I think one of my problems that I have had with Obama, even before he got elected president, was the fact that he had grown up and spent a great deal of time, his formative years, in a foreign country. going to a Muslim school. So even if he had an American mother, where he was raised was a very different kind of value system. Let's just put it that way. And did not grow up in America. So he doesn't have the kind of, and I think we've now seen this in his presidency, that he doesn't have the kind of appreciation or love for the rule of law, for this country's history. He really does come across as a foreign president. And that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. He grew up outside of the country. And I think we need to look at that, the whole idea that we need to have a natural-born citizen for president. It's not that we got an issue with somebody that's from Indonesia, or we got an issue with somebody who's a Canadian citizen like Ted Cruz. It's just they need to grow up in America. They need to have a stake in the country. And I think it's kind of interesting when you look at what's going on now with Bloomberg saying he's going to run for mayor of London. I mean, this is the way that they're using musical chairs to move these politicians around. I think this is something that's being done, obviously, with people who have a globalist agenda that want to get everybody used to the idea that you don't really need to have anybody that grew up in your area that really is embedded in your culture, in your history, to represent you. You can just pick and choose from anywhere in the world to make this guy president or make this guy the mayor of London. That really concerns me, and I think we're seeing that. And of course, there's also Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran. I don't know how long she spent in Iran. She's essentially the power behind the throne, just like Kissinger was behind Nixon, or Zbigniew Brzezinski was behind Carter. She's basically calling the shots there, and she grew up in or spent a good deal of time in Iran. Her father left the U.S. because he really did not like the U.S. He hated the U.S. He felt that he had been discriminated against as a black man. So he took his family and he went to Iran. That's where she was born. I don't know how long she spent there, but she has a lot of connections, especially on her mother's side. There's this small Chicago mafia that hangs out really around the educational institutions there that Bill Ayers is a part of. So you've got that mafia there that's a little bit different from the Clinton mafia. The Clinton mafia was about drug running and power and money and killing anybody that got in their way. But this mafia, they do all that as well. But they really seem to have a visceral hatred for America, seems like to me. I don't know, just looking at it. That's my opinion. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, that's very true. And I was going to make that exact point, especially look at Huma Abedin, look at Valerie Jarrett, look at that, how close the Muslim Brotherhood has gotten into the White House. Look at what happened with Bo Bergdahl, like the guy who deserted. And for his release, they released five guys from Gitmo, who are known Islamists or whatnot.
Yeah, and it came out that they really didn't want Bergdahl necessarily. they took him as kind of a beard. That came out after the fact. That's kind of the way they're pushing back on this. But sorry, go ahead. Finish up with what you want to say.
So basically what I wanted to say is this. I could only look at this one way biblically, and this is something that is going to happen very soon, quicker than most might think. I can't put a time to it, but I believe it's going to be very, very, very soon. And the reason why I say that is that this new feud between Sunnis and Shiites in the Middle East that is being fueled will culminate into something very, very serious and disastrous for Saudi Arabia. Right? And what I mean by that is that, what do you think John the Revelator was talking about when he got his dream that he was taken by an angel into the wilderness, into the desert by the Red Sea, where he talked about the harlot of Babylon, where he talked about all the nations of the world sip of a wine from a cup of fornication. What do you think that wine is? It's oil. Oil. It's all about oil. And he described basically her coming destruction. And this is exactly where it's going. Even Isaiah talked about it, where he said, and the streams of Edom shall be turned to pitch, the soil to sulfur, the land shall become burning pitch night and day. It shall not be quenched, and its smoke shall go up forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. No one shall pass through it forever and ever.
And what it's interesting. You know, as you point out, there's a lot of things that are lining up with that. And, you know, unfortunately, we've got a lot of people who will look at that and say, great, that means that the end of the world is about to come, and I'm going to get raptured out of here, so I'm just going to sit back and not do anything about it. And I'm reminded of what Martin Luther said. He said, if I knew I was going to die tomorrow, I would still plant a tree today. We do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. We don't do it to ingratiate ourselves to God. We can't earn that. And we got the globalists who think that they can buy eternal life. That was atop a Drudge on Easter. There's a great placement for Drudge to show these globalists who are out there thinking that with their research, they're going to somehow extend their life, perhaps forever. Isn't going to happen. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's a free gift from the God that they won't acknowledge exists. But, you know, I think in terms of time, thank you, Sean. I'm going to go on. I want to get some of the other people. I think in terms of time frame, they've been talking about 2020 and 2025 for a very long time. And a lot of this stuff could actually happen by then or even before then. We never know. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank.
Yeah, David, you know, I keep hearing all these comments from all different directions about this Rolling Stones report, and I guess it's become a scandal, and the journalist isn't going to be fired, and then you got Lion Brian Williams out there. Some revelations have come about on his integrity and whatnot, and I just, you know, as far as the shortcomings of the, you know, state of the integrity in journalism today, I mean, the media in general has been tainted, I think, forever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like an agenda driven farce every day in the media. And you got all these establishment, you know, cheerleader type sycophants who, you know, they're on the payroll. So they're going to go along with the official narrative, and everything that really comes out, all the major, you know, driving agendas, they're complicit in it because they want to keep getting a paycheck. And I mean, the most obvious example of this is the complicity of the media and the false flag of 9/11. I think that's coming up on like the 14th anniversary.
Yeah.
And you know, the media has already. I mean, you know, you hear people in the media, radio hosts, and different people in the mainstream media, people on TV saying, "Well, you know, Lion Brian Williams and you know, this Rolling Stones article," and then they act like they just can't believe that the Rolling Stones would you know, sacrifice their integrity like that. And I'm like, there is no integrity in the mainstream media. Man, you guys lost that a long time ago. I'm speaking to the people in the mainstream media out there. And, you know, also,
well, just look at what they recently did in terms of, as you had these mandatory vaccination bills pushing their way through different state legislatures. Unfortunately, at least two of them have been shut down. We'll have to see if they're going to come back in another form. I'm sure they'll keep trying. But, of course, you've got Megyn Kelly on Fox News saying, hey, it sounds like a Big Brother. It is. But sometimes you need Big Brother. You know, when you need Big Brother is when your corporate sponsors, Big Pharma, own you like they do Fox News. And that's why they push that kind of stuff. And that's why they misrepresent what the real concerns are. The real concerns are, it isn't that we don't understand what vaccines are. We know exactly what active immunity was about. We know what passive immunity was about. That's what we saw people getting these convalescent injections in the wake of being exposed to Ebola. And, of course, active immunity is what vaccines were about. The theory behind that is sound, except that now they have added all these different preservatives and adjuvants to it. And when you start adding things like aluminum and mercury and formaldehyde and all this other kind of stuff, now you don't simply have just a vaccine. But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to have that discussion. Instead, it's like, just shut up. You're a bunch of ignorant people who don't understand how vaccines work. And then they push that because that's what their corporate sponsors want.
You know, something that people have to keep in the back of their mind is the powers that be, the elite at the top, you always have to keep in the back of your mind, what is always on their mind? Population control. They have to control the population through whatever means necessary. Sterility, war, you know.
Propaganda. You know, first they'll try to win your hearts and minds. If they can't do that, then they will neutralize you and they'll take you down. And I think you really hit it. I mean, that really is what is at the forefront of their mind. They know that they're going to be automating 50% or more of the jobs out of existence. Are we going to have that many more jobs set up to create robots? No, we're going to have massive unemployment. You're not going to be able to reposition everybody for 50% of the jobs. And, of course, the people that are going to be losing it are going to be at the bottom rung, the people who are working in the fast food restaurants or the people who are working for the most part in the transportation industry. That's going to really be hit hard with these self-driving, autonomous trucks and that sort of thing. So it's going to be massive unemployment. So how do they do that? They have to pacify and control us, or they have to eliminate us. You're exactly right. Thank you, Frank. I want to get everybody that's queued up here on. Thank you so much. Let's go to Andrew in Iowa. Andrew, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
I have a idea for a nationwide movement that I don't expect will, like, fix everything or anything like that, but it may get them, you know, raising their eyebrows a little bit and being a little more concerned with how blatant they are about doing things.
My okay, quickly, because we're coming up to a break. You got about 45 seconds. Lay it out for us.
Okay, really quick, I think that everyone who listens to this broadcast should go out, like the Tea Party movement, and protest the corruption. I don't want it to, like, turn into anything that Ferguson was like, but I want, like, a peaceful movement that protests all the tyrannical stuff, the FCC and the internet, the, excuse me, the gun grabbing, everything else, you know?
Oh, yeah, I agree. But I think there's more proactive things that we can do. I think if we can educate people, I think one of the ways that we can really shut down these criminal laws and take back our freedom is to do it one at a time with jury nullification. Think about it. If you've got one person out of 12, we can call that the 8% solution. Okay? One person out of 12 can shut down bad laws, shut down criminal applications of these laws, excessive fines and punishments. You can look at how they're going to use this. You can look at the law and not just the facts of the case. That's why juries were established. Go back and read the Founding Fathers. You can understand where that is. I think we can nullify them, especially at the jury level, because you can get state and federal laws there. We need to take back the jury system from the corrupt courts that have taken it from us. And we need to take back the power at the state to shut down this criminal government we call the federal government. Stay with us. I'm going to go back to your calls right after the break. The number is 800-259-9231.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. This final segment, we're going to go back to your calls. As a caller in the last segment was just talking about the need to find a peaceful solution. And of course, demonstrations are always good. People demonstrated at the Bundy Ranch, for example, but there was also a clear-cut goal. They were also fed up with what the government was doing to their friends and neighbors, and they were going to put it all on the line. When you stand up to the federal government, when you refuse to be bullied, when you refuse to allow them to shut down our legal system, they will back down. We've seen it over and over again. Usually they only make an exception for the one person who is challenging them. That's what we've seen from the farmer in Michigan at Baker's Green Acres. That's what we saw at the Bundy Ranch. We see that over and over again with Corbett, who was fighting the TSA. But we need to collectively stand up for our individual rights. And one of the ways we can do, as I mentioned, was with the fully informed jury. Inform people of what their real duty, responsibility, and rights are as a juror, and that is to watch the back of each other. We've seen that work as well, and that is a very important peaceful solution that you can do. Now, of course, you can also, I think, have much more effect at the state level than you're going to have at the federal government. An example of this is the bill that was just signed in Kansas City, in Kansas. This is Kansas City Star reporting it. Governor Brownback, as Alex pointed out last week, signed the bill to allow constitutional carry in Kansas. That's the fifth state allowing that. So you can establish your rights at the state level. And you can also refuse to send people to jail when the government attacks their rights. If you don't like the way the government is coming at them, if you don't like the way they collected the evidence, if you don't like the penalties that they're going to expose them to, if you think that that's excessive, you have a right to shut that down, to let that person walk, and you have a duty to do that. It's called jury nullification. And what you're seeing happening here in these various states in terms of gun bills, that's called constitutional carry. That's at the state level supporting what they will not do at the federal level. I want to go back to your calls, but just one more story here, and that is, I saw this story came out of India about how they're now going to start using drones for crowd control. And of course, this is the kind of thing that we're going to see here in America, but it's going to be much more sophisticated, much more heinous in terms of crime control. We were talking earlier about the situation in Panama. We saw some of that type of stuff used with the Panama invasion down there. They've got a lot of really horrific stuff that's been developed by DARPA. But now in India, in a place called Lucknow, they're going to have drones that have the capacity to carry 2 kilograms of weight. And what are they going to do with that? Well, they're going to put pepper powder in that so they can shower the crowd with that if they don't disperse. If they want to redress their government, if they want to protest, they just drop the pepper spray on it. And when I saw that, saw the drones, I had just seen a couple of days earlier a picture of somebody using a small drone to herd sheep instead of a border collie. And I've got a border collie, so they got my attention. But when I looked at that and I looked at this article here, it made me think about how much contempt our governments have for the people that they think of as sheep. If you had had a drone and it was dropping pepper spray on the sheep that didn't get into place, you would have the animal rights activists outraged about that. And I think they should be. But if they drop it on the people, I'm sure they deserved it. That's the kind of attitude we see. That's the kind of attitude that supports the police state. That's the kind of attitude that we need to shut down. Yeah, your government does not love you. They think less of you than they do the real sheep. Let's go quickly to Slim in Canada. Slim, you said you got some Canadian legislation. I want to give people in Canada a chance to hear that. What's the bill? Real quickly, bill, just C-51. Got a few seconds. C-51. And what's it about?
I see you're going on a commercial right now. Did you want me to hold me over or?
I'll tell you what, I'll hold. We'll do some overdrive. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Join us then and hang on. We're going to go into overdrive and take a few more of these calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.